Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. I'm just going to give you a little exercise to do. And I'm sort of doing a bit of a shadow work series right now. And I'm going to continue to add about how our shadow impacts our relationships and sort of the overlap between our shadow and our attachment style and the other types of attachment styles that we'll tend to be attracting. But for the sake of this specifically, I'm just going to give you a really effective exercise using shadow work overall. If you're not familiar, the shadow is a term coined by Carl Jung, who did incredible work about the subconscious mind and the shadow. But the denser our shadow is, the more difficulty we have loving ourselves, receiving love, and accepting love from others. So for the sake of this sort of experimental exercise, I want to give you a second to maybe even pause and grab a pen and paper, because this will be a really fun exercise to do. And you'll notice that there are these small golden nuggets of breakthroughs in this. And I have a whole bunch of shadow work exercises inside of the Personal Development School course that are very long form and very deep and intense. But this is just a fun one to sort of play with. So I won't go in too much into what our shadow is, but it's essentially the part of ourselves we try to deny or hide because we've built subconscious associations in conditioning or childhood or during, you know, painful moments in our lives that these traits of ourselves as human beings are not acceptable. And so when we learn, like let's say, for example, you're taught as a child that your emotions, maybe you're a young man and you're taught your emotions are not acceptable. And in fact, if you express your emotions, you're going to get rejected or shamed or humiliated. And so you learn, oh my gosh, in order to stay safe, I have to repress these traits or qualities within myself. And so you push down a part of your humanity, but it's ultimately like the most intense self-rejection because you are literally trying to fragment and cut off and deny a part of your wholeness, your true self. So what we want to do here is we want to start integrating our shadow in a healthy way by A, neutralizing your subconscious associations to these qualities within yourself in the first place, like questioning what you believe about the example of, you know, you expressing emotions as a human being. Like, is that really bad? Is that really something you should be denying or hiding? Is there a use for your emotions? And then what I want you to do here is in this quick exercise, write out a list of the repeating patterns in your life. So get a pen and paper. I'm going to take you through a quick exercise. It's going to help you identify places that you keep having the same sort of patterns that really trigger you in your life. And I want you to be able to shift your perception through this exercise to recognize that these triggering patterns that you keep finding in your life are triggering and you know, you keep feeling so frustrated about them and personalizing them so much because they are in fact personal to you. So here's how we're going to find out what these things are. I want you to follow these steps. Okay. So step one, write a list of the repeating patterns in your life, specifically with people that trigger you who specifically have the same qualities or traits. So write out these characteristics. So let's say, for example, that you always have, you know, this boss who ends up being really controlling and critical. And it was very triggering for you in that chapter of your life. And before them, you had the controlling and critical partner. And that was really triggering for you. And before that, it was one of your family members who was really controlling and critical. So write out all the qualities. You know, is there a same sort of personality type that you really get triggered by? And you keep having these sort of run-ins with these same sort of individuals, just in different forms and different areas of your life. So write out what those characteristics are that really specifically bother you. And then step two, what I want you to do is write out where you demonstrate these same qualities in the relationship to yourself. So where are you controlling and critical of yourself? Okay. And why? What was sponsoring this? Why did this come about in the first place? Where did you adopt this behavior from? And so what you'll see is that these individuals that trigger you so much and that we keep sort of feeding into this cyclical negative experience with that person. Maybe you have the same sort of run-ins with your boss and it takes up so much, you know, emotional energy and real estate in your mind and And it is just exhausting, and you have to quit your job. And then, you know, that partner just drains you and it's horrible. You know, we take these things so personally because when people demonstrate the behaviors outside of us that we demonstrate in the relationship inside of us, the relationship to ourselves, it is impossible to handle. It's extremely painful. It becomes excruciating or extremely stressful and very uncomfortable. And we usually go unconscious in these areas. So when we're so consumed with the pain of a situation, it's hard to, you know, step outside of that emotion and give ourselves a moment to go, what's a better solution? Or how can I stand up to this person? Or what's something I can do to set a healthy boundary? Or how can I communicate more effectively or be proactive to prevent the situation from happening? We usually struggle in these situations because where we have unresolved pain from the past and stored wounds, or what we're reenacting in the relationship to ourselves essentially as well, we have a hard time when we're in pain coming up with solutions and strategies. And sometimes we are even not coming up with a solution or strategy because we are so afraid of the consequences of doing something like speaking up or setting a boundary because of whatever really painful associations we grabbed there from childhood. So for example, just to like really make that clear, maybe you keep having the same run-in with, you know, the same type of authority figure and painful boss who's really controlling and critical. And maybe, you know, other members of your team learn to set a boundary or learn to speak up or learn to sort of push back a little bit and carve out space for themselves. But maybe for you, it's really hard to do that because you've got a lot of fear around speaking up because of, you know, a pain point in your life where you maybe learned in childhood that speaking up didn't do anything for you. It just got you further punished. And so you sort of feel helpless and really afraid in this experience. And then again, we keep criticizing ourselves, maybe as a result of the boss criticizing us. And it sort of feeds, it refeeds itself, if that makes sense. So I want you to do a deep dive into this and see what comes up for you, because these are great golden nuggets of self-realization of your own subconscious programming and patterns. So I have some exciting news, which is that we are doing $1,000 off of our lifetime membership sale to the Personal Development School, which means you get access to literally everything at PDS for your entire rest of your life. Essentially, that entails all of our different courses you have lifetime access to. I do 4 live webinars a week, every single week. You can access them ongoing, and you get access to all of our daily community events permanently. So literally access to everything at the PDS platform forever. And if you're looking to find community, you're looking to connect with like-minded people who are also working on their relationships, care about emotional connection and healing, we've got all those different events. And if you just want the security of that ongoing support and connection whenever you need it, that's just on demand, that is there for you. We have that 24/7 sort of component because you can post in our specific chat channels, connect with other community members. And we literally have so many people from across the world supporting each other, helping each other out, and most importantly, really becoming securely attached and seeing the results. So I'd love to see you on the other side, and you can access it by using the link in the description box below.
To be really clear, like, this isn't to say that, you know, people should get away with being controlling or critical, or that, you know, it's only our responsibility in the relationship to the boss or to the partner to do something about it. But sometimes we stay in these places because they're a subconscious comfort zone. Sometimes we don't realize that, oh my gosh, you know, this boss kind of feels familiar at a subconscious level because they represent the way I treat myself in relationship to myself. And so while my conscious mind is like, this is horrible, my subconscious mind is like, oh, this is comfortable and this feels familiar. And the subconscious wants familiarity because it equates familiarity to safety and thus survival. So see what comes up for you here and try to recognize like why I might be in these situations and get stuck in them or not change my behavior around them, and see what comes up for you. And remember, you know, this can show up in different forms. So maybe your boss is controlling of your work, and maybe you are controlling of your environment and you don't let anybody into it. Or maybe you're controlling with your emotional energy or your time. Like, it's not necessarily going to occur in the exact same form. You may not be really controlling with your work and your boss is. So this can occur across any form, and check all the different forms in each of the 7 areas of life: career, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, financial, and relationships, meaning all relationships, friends, family, social. And then what you want to do as well is, like, just as another example, let's say I feel attacked, right? let's say somebody's verbally attacking or whatever it might be, and I feel attacked, I want to ask myself, where do I attack myself and what form? You know, maybe I'm attacking myself physically by not sleeping enough or by not taking care of my physical well-being while I feel attacked verbally. Do you see what I mean? Like it comes in all different forms. And so you really want to like spin around and take a full 360 inventory of your life to see this. Now, this is only one form of the shadow, just to be clear. There are other forms and other ways of finding your shadow other than just how this represents the relationship to yourself. But what I do want you to leave with is to know that we feel more resilient and less affected by the qualities of others when we don't share them. And so when we have these charged judgments about people, you know, not an observation, not a like, oh, that person sometimes acts rudely to their significant other, or sometimes they invade other people's boundaries. And it's not a noticing. It's when something is emotionally triggering you, like you can't stand it, it frustrates you, it's really, you know, it just it stirs you up inside. That's when you know you're taking something outside of you so personally, because it is personal to you at a deeper level. So check this out. Have fun with the exercise. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in the next video.